Welcome to the Uptown Community Podcast, where we see what we can learn, who we can get to know, and if we can understand each other and our neighborhood a little bit more. If you are new to the podcast, in between when I talk to people in or around Uptown, I revisit recordings from Reverend Dr. Preston Bradley, one of the most famous Uptownites. These recordings were made after he retired from the church, People's Church, at 941 West Lawrence in Uptown, Chicago. Dr. Bradley loved to talk and had other broadcasting things that he did besides broadcasting his sermons. I am preserving the secular little inspirational messages as a side project, and I am making a website for a batch of newly discovered Preston Bradley tapes. For now, the recordings I'm using are available through the Illinois Digital Archives. I am trying to include these inspirational messages, but some of the recordings are only partial recordings. Today there's a poem followed by one of these fractions of an inspirational message. It's kind of an experiment, and we'll see how much understanding and insight that we can arrive at. So we'll listen to the poem that Preston Bradley had selected, and then the rest of one of his messages, and we'll see what happens. Here we go.
William Judson Kibbe wrote this little poem, which he entitled Appreciation. I'm going to make it yours now. When I appreciate you, and you appreciate me, the road seems short to victory. It buoys one up and calls, come on, and days go brighter with the dawn. There is no doubt or mystery when I appreciate you, and you appreciate me. It's the greatest thought in heaven or earth. It helps us know our fellows' worth. There'd be no wars or bitterness, no fear, no hate, no grasping. Yes, it makes work play and the careworn free when I appreciate you and you appreciate me.
Looks like Google doesn't know this poem. So when I'm trying to do a very basic understanding or a structured, methodical understanding, I can start with the first basic observation. We can't see the poem, but I heard them. I wrote down the words. I've listened to it a couple of times. I appreciate you, you appreciate me. There's a short road and victory. I think that's kind of an interesting visual. And there's an absence of, I think it's dawn, no doubt, no mystery, no bitterness, no fear, no hate. And then there's an interesting little kind of old-timey turn of phrase. It makes worth play and the care worn free. I appreciate you, you appreciate me. So I think that's kind of the place that I would like to observe a little bit more and just kind of look at those words, this play and care worn free. Care worn free. I don't know what that means exactly. So I'll just kind of continue on and we'll see what happens. But we'll remember words about appreciation.
For it is tremendously important, deeply significant, But the next important thing to me, and I've had to practice this in my own attitude all of my life, when things have been going badly, when there have been many things disillusioned in people, you know, when I've had to face all of these personal factors, which all of us have to face all of the time, and which can result in poisonous tensions, for poison is created by tension.
This inspirational message was found on the Illinois Digital Archives in a partial form. So I'm hoping that both of the poem and the message will go together, and I am not 100% sure it will. I'm going to proceed like it is one continuous inspirational message. So step two is to look at all of the different things that are going on. And so what Preston Bradley is bringing up now is that there are things that can go badly. And I guess kind of the opposite of appreciation. Or maybe it's not an opposite. We'll see where we go. But he's talking about if things go badly, if there's personal conflict with disillusioned people, and it can lead to tension, it can lead to poison, and things can go very wrong.
I think some of the diabetes, much of the heart condition, much of all these factors which are involved physically are indirectly caused, and sometimes directly caused, by wrong mental attitudes and by distorted spiritual insight. There is a chemical balance involved here. You can increase your blood pressure while you're sitting in your seat by your mental attitude. Every physician will tell you that that's true. You can affect every vital organ of your body in this matter of tension by your attitude toward the thing which is causing the condition.
So the thing that's causing the condition can lead to how you're thinking about it. And he's, Dr. Bradley was saying chemical balance, and there's tension and the mental attitude. And I stopped it there, and it's still an extension of this second step of a survey of what everything is going on, because there was something that he snuck in there, and it's pretty important. I've had to go back and find exactly where it is, that he was talking about a distorted spiritual attitude. And I think that's the point where he's kind of picking up again and talking about something very complex.
The next important thing to me is to realize that the greatest remedy of all, the one which relieves every tension, overcomes every devastating circumstance which might create chaos and confusion in your life, is a deep-seated, underlying conviction that what we call God, call it spiritual vitality, call it eternal first principles, call it the creative impulse, call it whatever you please, call it spirit if you like, that there is operating in the universe a spirit of God, and that is getting in harmony with that spirit, the spirit of the infinite good, the spirit of perfect love, the spirit of understanding, of sympathy, of brotherhood. These are spiritual attitudes. And no matter what your church, your faith, or your color, if you get in harmony with these attitudes, you're going to find your tensions lessened, you're going to find your physical health much better, you're going to find that life will take on added significance.
It's noticeable that Dr. Bradley doesn't say the word religion, does, but not in a specific context. It's more of the larger idea, a connection of everything in the universe, and that larger idea. And actually, we're in the third part of our discussion, structured understanding of arriving at insight. And so this idea of, even when there's bad stuff going on, there's disagreements with people, we can still realize there's a connection, and not necessarily just come to religion kind of attitude, and not really a tradition, but thinking about the bigger ideas within religion, and a concept of oneness, and how various religions come to that realization, and not just having that realization, but appreciating that attitude of connection, and having that realization. So no matter what the tradition is in a religion, that shows appreciation. And I think that's part of the insight of just appreciating that connection.
I've never known a person yet in all of these years suffering under the tyranny of the deep tensions of life, the tyranny of the imposed, and that's what tension is, the tyranny of the imposed. I've never known a person yet suffering under this tyranny who had a quiet and deep confidence in the eternal character and structure of the divine. I've never known one person that had that had these great tragic tensions that ruin body and soul. And when the stillness of the presence of that divine comes into a life, I tell you, things begin to happen. Disease goes out the window. You have a different attitude toward your friends and your neighbors, and life becomes more beautiful. Keep looking up.
Before Dr. Bradley does that body and soul, there's an interesting thing before that, the tyranny of the imposed. Seems like an idea relevant to the assumption people have the time. People can ponder these ideas of oneness and the divine. The tyranny of the imposed seems like it should be further discussed, but tension is the idea he's getting at. I'm wondering if imposed is the same as obligations, the same obstacles that keep us from considering the time that we have to do other things in our modern life, to keep us from considering. Sometimes the traditions of religion are the quickest ways to ponder and consider all the different ideas, but appreciation is what I'm going to get back, even if this partial inspirational message might not be about the appreciation of this larger idea. We can start to simply appreciate things around us, showing gratitude. And I think that's what I will do moving forward in our fourth and final step, considering practical advice for our future, is being appreciative and grateful for what we can, in showing my own gratitude. Thank you, beautiful people, for listening. If you have not yet subscribed to the podcast, please do that. Help others do the same. Tell other people about the podcast. Find the website, uptowncommunitypodcast.com, where you can listen to past episodes. Sign up for the newsletter, an archive of the Preston Bradley recordings. You can find those there in the future. You can donate there as well. Find the Facebook community, like the Facebook page. There is a YouTube channel. Subscribe to that. I'll be back next month to have more discussion with neighbors in Uptown. Thank you again.
As a project of People's Church, the Uptown Community Podcast celebrates creativity, love, and humanity.
The Uptown Community Podcast is supported with a grant from the Unitarian Universalist Funding Program.